what do we do when we get a 20-page letter? We read page one, maybe page two, and then it stops. We panic. Oh my God, I don't have health insurance. What am I going to do? I can't afford it. You know, it's too expensive through my job. And we start listing our issues. And so,
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Haddad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. Today, we felt we needed to have this conversation. Vera and I have been talking a little bit about what's going to be happening, not just throughout the country, but really in California. What we're seeing with the pandemic pause is over, right? Anything that came to those that needed aid during the pandemic these past 3 years, we see that there's been, or is not only the shift that's happening as of March 31st, but we're going to see a lot more to come. And we wanted to bring in an expert on this subject around Medi-Cal, Medicare. We just recently had her on our podcast, and because of her expertise and so much time doing this for so many years, we wanted her to give everybody the information they need to know if they're part of this group, which is, I believe, 1/3 of California that it will be affected by this. So lo and behold, thank you again, Yadira Lopez, for being a part of today's show.
Thank you, ladies, for having me here. Yeah, this is a very important topic, and I'm very happy that you guys decided to focus on that today, because a lot of people are going to be lost, and they need to know they're not alone.
Absolutely. I think that in general, when we talk about finances, people forget how insurance is actually a huge part of financial literacy that most people are not really well-versed in, especially, you know, our dear Latino community. They don't realize what is available, but this pandemic or emergency declaration has extended a lot of help to them, to all the entire community, right? Can you tell us a little bit about what's occurring, Yadira? Like, what's the deadline? What's happening? What do we need to be aware of? And what kind of assistance is there to kind of replace what they had before?
Correct. So starting April 1st, people who qualify for Medi-Cal, because of the pandemic, right? And the only thing that you had to do to qualify for Medi-Cal at the time of the pandemic was say, I need health insurance. They weren't going based on income like they normally do. They were not going based on assets. They weren't going based on anything other than I need health insurance, and you got health insurance. So what's been happening since 2020 is the state of emergency keeps getting extended. So Medi-Cal was not redetermining these candidates based on what the normal eligibility would be, which is income and assets. So it kept getting extended, and it brought us to where we are right now. 2023, a lot of the country is back at work, right? A lot of Californians are back at work or school or getting back to normal life. So that means their income is back. And so a lot of these people are going to receive letters saying you are no longer eligible for Medi-Cal through the state of California. And of course, it's going to be a lengthy letter with resources and this is what you should do next. But what do we do when we get a 20-page letter? We read page one, maybe page two, and then it stops. We panic. Oh my God, I don't have health insurance. What am I going to do? I can't afford it. You know, it's too expensive through my job. And we start listing our issues. And so it's really important that we start telling people that they have a lot of options. So they may be getting kicked out of Medi-Cal due to redetermination. Some people may still qualify. They just have to reapply. But for those of us that don't qualify, so just so you know, get an idea, one single person, no kids, one single person, if they make over $17,000, they don't qualify for Medi-Cal. So that means what? What is minimum wage? $15? If somebody's working a minimum wage job, 40 hours a week, they're making $30,000 a year. So they do not qualify for Medi-Cal. So there's a lot of options through Cover California and other resources that may still give them free healthcare or healthcare for $10 a month. There's a lot of options. They just have to know where to go. And there's offices like mine throughout the state of California where Cover California enrollment centers, they can reach out, come, they can call us, they can walk in, they can go to the website, covercalifornia.com. But I always suggest speak to somebody, do it in person or do it by phone, but have an agent help you. Because although it seems like an easy application, one wrong answer can get you in big trouble. So have somebody help you. It's free. When you speak to an expert, we know what we're looking for. We know what questions to ask, and we know where to direct you to the right place. So there are a lot of resources. If somebody did get this letter, we don't want you to panic. We want you to know that they're not sending you out on your own. You have a lot of options, a lot of free options, a lot of low-cost options. So reach out to one of us, and we can definitely guide you.
I completely agree. And I like what you just said. You're getting all this information, so much jargon on a letter. And it's not an easy enrollment, right? It's not like one page that you can do it online. And I like that you said, seek out somebody that's a professional in this, because they're saying it's up to 20 pages. And you just said you don't want to be disqualified for this one item that can really affect you getting this. And it's so sad when we hear about this, because then we think, well, this is why the poor gets poorer, because they can barely afford their own living wage, which they can't. And then now being this taken away from them if they can't qualify. So I'm glad you're saying your office is available for them. Can you also maybe touch a little base more on, for those people that are thinking, okay, well, I need to make sure I enroll. How fast will this be affected? Like, will this be the moment they fill out their application? When will this be in effect for them? So they're not thinking, oh my gosh, I'm without insurance for a month or two.
Well, the way health insurance works is it starts the first of each month, and we cannot, retroactive that. So if you sign up on the 5th of the month, you won't be covered until the 1st of the following month. So you won't be without insurance for too long. And normally you'll get a grace period from the state, from Medi-Cal. They'll tell you, you have 30 days, you have 45 days. So they're giving you time so that you don't have a lapse in service, right? But like you were saying, a lot of these people, low-income people, minorities, they get overwhelmed with this. But, we have resources, in-person resources, which is what a lot of people like, is that they can come in. We can navigate those letters with you, because they are extremely overwhelming. They're overwhelming to me. I get lost on page one or two. And it is. I mean, for somebody to pick this up, you see this in the mail, you're already angry that you don't have insurance. You're going to understand it. So definitely seek help for that. An expert that can help you.
What about for individuals that did not qualify for the Medi-Cal assistance, but they still... a lot of people think that just because you're making $75,000 a year, that you can afford health insurance plus all your bills, plus whatever your kids need. What can your office also do for that bracket? Because I feel like as much as there are people that are losing it, there are also people that are like really strapped for cash when it comes to health insurance.
I'm going to tell you, the programs that we work with through Cover California are not based on assets. Number one, most important, your assets don't come into play, only your incoming revenue. I helped a family yesterday. It was a family of four living in Simi Valley. They make $146,000 a year, and they're receiving $1,460 in monthly subsidy. So there's money available for all tax brackets. There is no cap, so you just really have to know how that works. There's a federal poverty level, and before they used to only help people up to the 400 percentile, now it went up to the 600 percentile. So we are helping families that make over $100,000, over $150,000. They do qualify to receive subsidy. And like you said, just because somebody is making, you know, good money doesn't mean that they want to spend it all on health insurance. So there are ways, you know, to save money, even if you're paying on your own right now and you're paying thousands of dollars for your small family, we can bring you on to a Cover California plan and probably save you some money monthly. So there's options for everybody.
And I'm so glad we had you on today, because it's important to know that, you know, we've been talking about Black and brown communities are the ones that are affected by this the most, right? Low income immigrants, anyone that's just really struggling financially too. We see that a lot of people tend to move, right? Within the last 3 years, how many people moved residencies, right? Whether they were trying to find something that was cheaper or they had to move in with a family member. And getting this notification, like you're saying, through the mail can be an issue. And we foresee that happening. So people that are listening, please, you know, check in with your family or members that you might think that might need this or on it, because I think that's one of the things that we'll see, right, is being able to contact these people on time before they miss that grace period.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to, you know, they need to take this seriously and also not be afraid. That's one of the things that we really need to push on. Do not be afraid. We're experts. We don't want to guide you in the wrong direction, so we know what we're talking about. We're going to, a lot of people ask, as you said, you know, brown and Black communities. First thing they ask, is this going to affect my home? Is this going to affect, you know, me becoming a citizen in the future? And it doesn't. So we're going to make sure that we put you in a plan that meets your needs, both financially and in the long run, right? So absolutely, don't be afraid to reach out and ask these questions. And if you know somebody who needs insurance, doesn't have insurance because they're afraid that it's going to affect their citizenship or that it's going to affect their home, if they don't. So definitely send them our way. We can help them.
Can you tell us where the individuals can reach you? We had it in the last episode, but we would like to share it again in this episode.
Absolutely. I will give you my office number. It is 323-800-2227. We have a website, which is www.thesanainsurance.com. We're available on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Thesana Insurance, or my personal page, which is Yadira M. Lopez.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. And we look forward to having you, because I know there's going to be a lot more conversations the rest of the year, really just talking about how we can make sure everyone's saving money, not just on their insurance, but everything else that will affect their family in the long run.
Thank you, and please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.